Welcome to the Manifesting Mum podcast. I'm Gemma Bernad, the Manifesting Mum. Listen up, gorgeous soul. Manifesting is an inside job. If you want to transform your life, you must transform yourself first. Why? Because you don't manifest what you think, you manifest what you believe. And I'm here to help you change your beliefs so you can create anything you want. In these episodes, we're going to dive deep into all things manifesting and mindset with a dash of woo-woo. So if you're the type of mum that's sick of feeling unfulfilled, tired of being overwhelmed, and is totally ready to wake up every day loving life, then it's your time to learn how to make it all happen with courage, confidence, and most importantly, with love. This is going to be life-changing, so let's do this. This episode of the Manifesting Mum podcast is proudly brought to you by my Rapid Manifesting Private Coaching Program. Listen, if you're the type of mum that's done with feeling stuck, sick of feeling like something is holding you back and is totally ready to step into your power to manifest financial freedom, an extraordinarily successful career or business, a balanced and calm life, lots of tropical holidays, a loving and happy relationship, all the most amazing health you've ever had, then this is for you. Because the truth is, you could continue to manifest all on your own and continue to struggle wondering why it's not working out how you want. Or you could join my Rapid Manifesting Private Coaching Program and use my 4-step Rapid Manifesting Blueprint to release what's holding you back and step into your power to manifest it all. You do not need to struggle for another minute. In fact, you don't even need to struggle for another second. Spots are now open for April, so email me at hello@themanifestingmums.com for more information. Plus, as an added bonus, I'm gifting those who join the program my Rapidly Manifest $1,000 in under 28-day program for free. And it goes without saying that program is worth at least $1,000. So pause this episode and reach out to me on email or via Facebook at The Manifesting Mums or on Instagram at The Manifesting Mums. I'm excited to work with you, but for now, let's get into this episode. Hello, beautiful manifesting mum. How are you? I'm going to pretend like I can hear you back. I do sometimes wish I was standing in front of you having this conversation. Really interesting because I just had a chat with a lady yesterday who listens to my podcast, and since she got on, she said, "It must feel so strange for you because I feel like I know you, but you've never met me before." And it's interesting. I said to her, "You know what? I haven't met you, but I feel like I know the people on the other end of this podcast. I feel like I know you. Maybe because I know so many of you are like me. Maybe that's what it is. But I do feel your energy. I do feel your energy when you listen to my podcast." So anyway, but if you're new to the podcast, you're probably thinking, who is this girl and what is she going on about? You're here with me, Gemma, the Manifesting Mum, and this is episode number 42 of the Manifesting Mum podcast. And yeah, I am excited for this one, as I am for all of them. Another solo one. I'm really enjoying these solo ones, and I must admit, quite a few of you have messaged me and said that you love the solo ones as well. So I love having guests on, and I do have some more guests coming on soon, which will be really cool. But I'm going to enjoy just this time with you and I. I'm definitely going to enjoy it. I'm definitely enjoying it. I'm loving just coming in and just really, like, sometimes not having a lot of an idea about what I'm going to say. So I don't know if you know or whether you can feel it or sense it or not, but I have an idea of what I want to talk about when I come in. I generally don't write a lot of notes. I just come in and I speak from the heart and I just download. Sometimes I get a lot of intuitive downloads and I just let the information pour out of me, and I just know that whatever comes out of me is what is supposed to be heard, and it will land on the ears of the people that need to hear it. And that seems to be working pretty good so far, I have to tell you. And this episode today, episode number 42, is no different. This episode will just come out of me how it comes out of me. I've got no idea how long it's going to be. I've got no idea whether it's going to be 10 minutes, 30 minutes, 60 minutes. We'll just wait and see what comes out. But today I really wanted to get into a topic that I know so many of you struggle with. And I know that because I get asked a lot of questions about this. I so often get asked,
How do I manifest the job of my dreams? How do I manifest a successful business? How do I manifest more love in my life? How do I manifest more peace? How do I manifest feeling better? How do I manifest my anxiety away? How do I manifest this? How do I manifest that? How do I manifest all of these things? And usually the answer is the same to every single person. So I thought, why not turn that into a podcast? So this is all about how can I manifest whatever I want, this one. And I want to share with you in the simplest and easiest way how you can manifest whatever the F you want. Really? And it isn't complex. But I know that a lot of you find it really tricky. I know you find it hard. And I see it inside my academy too. So I thought definitely something that I wanted to share with all you beautiful souls. So, before I even get into the how part of it, what's so important to understand is something I talk about over and over again. And I probably will continue to beat this drum for a very long time. And that is that you're like asking how do I manifest something is like asking how do I live the life of my dreams? How do I live? Because you are a born creator, like because it's just something you do. Manifesting is not this woo-woo, spiritual, magical-based thing that's outside of you that you need to learn how to do, go and read a textbook or even listen to a podcast. If you truly want to know how to manifest whatever you want, whether that's happiness and joy through to your dream job, your dream home, your dream holiday, you need to go within because the answers are within. And I just think it's such an important thing. Like I see people posting all over like Facebook asking the questions, particularly in some of the big groups that I'm a part of. How do I manifest this? How do I like give me the answers? And I wish I'd just say to everyone, if you want the answers, go within. Stop going outside of yourself to work out how to make decisions in your life, how to manifest what you want. The how, it's all within you. You just need to get quiet enough and listen and trust yourself. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to trust yourself. You've got to own yourself. You've got to step into your power. Because if you keep chasing someone outside of you to give you the answers, whether that's me or someone else, you will always remain in that chase. You'll always be chasing because someone will give you an answer and you'll go, I don't know about that. I'll go ask someone else. Same thing, don't know about that. You got just asking the same question of different people over and over and over again. Go within. What you want to know, the answers you seek are within you. They're all within you. My job, as I see it, is to empower you to go within. My job is to hold space for you, to teach you, to empower you, to strengthen you, to uplift you, to motivate you, inspire you to go within so that you can seek all the answers you need about how to manifest anything, about whether, you know, what you have in your life is actually what you want, whether a decision you need to make is the right decision or not. I can't tell you that. No one can tell you that. You need to go within and you need to stop looking outside of yourself. Like we look for signs all the time, you know, to make decisions, but the universe actually wants you to make the decision and then it will validate you. It will go, yeah, good decision. And you know what? It's going to validate you whether you make a in inverted commas wrong decision or an in inverted commas right decision. Because in its books, it's not, there is no right or wrong decision. It's just moving you in a direction and it will support you. It will support you by blessing you. It will support you by giving you the lesson. But it's always working for you, okay? Always working for you. So after my little pep talk, maybe it's time to get into the how to actually manifest what you want. And the reason I know I can turn this into a podcast episode and I can teach you all of this really, really quickly is because here is the most important thing I want you to know. And this is it. I could honestly finish this podcast up after I give you this point, but I'll give you a little bit more information. Here's the thing, ladies. If you want to manifest a cup of coffee or $20 billion in the next week, it is the same process. Same process. It's the absolutely same process. So when you ask, how do I manifest this? It's the same as how you've manifested everything else in your life. Maybe that's a mic drop moment for you. Maybe that's confronting. Maybe you're calling BS on that. Maybe you're going, oh my God, well then why don't I have X, Y, Z? And that's because the only difference between manifesting a cup of coffee and manifesting $20 billion is really your level of belief that it is available to you and the beliefs you hold that support you to make that your reality. That's about it. So that's the difference. And look, that's a big enough difference for you to notice, but the how part is exactly the same. It's exactly the same. So let me break it down for you once and for all so you know exactly how it is that you can go ahead and manifest anything that goes from a cup of coffee up to $20 billion and all the stuff that fits in between as well. So this is for you, beautiful mum out there that wants to manifest their dream job, that wants to manifest more success in the business, that wants to manifest a more calm, peaceful and happy life, that wants to manifest a new car, that wants to manifest a more loving relationship. This one is for you, okay? This goes out to you if you really, truly want to know how to do it, okay? Now, here are the four steps that I share, the four simple, easy, totally effective steps that you can adopt right now to manifest anything that you want, okay? Step number one, and let me assure you, I've actually shared this on the podcast before. So this isn't new content, but I'm delivering it up to you again in a bit of a different way. But step number one is about deciding. First and foremost, you need to make the decision that this is done. Now, I'm using specific language here. Step one is not I'm going to ask, plead, beg, hope, wish for. Let me tell you, that's how to not manifest what you want. You want to know how to manifest what you want? Decide, affirm, stand strong in your decision that this is done. That is the first step. And don't move to the next step until you've sat confidently in this one. So if you're like, oh, I would so love to have a new car. This would be so lovely. And then the next thing is, how am I going to make that happen? You're not out of step one yet. You need to affirm with absolute certainty and confidence that it is not a matter of if, it is just a matter of when. Decide that it is done. This is going to be a part of your life experience. This is going to be your new reality. You are inviting it. It is in. It is coming. It is happening. There is no room for doubt here. No room for doubt. And for some of you, this may take a little bit of time to get to, but don't leave this step until you are so freaking confident that it is happening, that you can feel it in your bones. Because when you do that, it makes the rest of these so much easier. Because most people go, I wish, I hope, I pray. And then they move on to the next step and they go, why am I struggling with the next step? Go back to step one. Build, bolster your confidence. Immerse yourself in total, unwavering certainty and belief that what you want is done. It is happening. It is in your life. It is a certainty. Then when you're at that place, you're going to find the rest of this so much easier to do. So get that first. It's not wish, hope, pray, beg, plead. It is decide and affirm with unwavering certainty and confidence that what you are inviting into your life is done. It is happening. It is in your life. That is step one. And only when you have that level of confidence, really, are you going to be fully ready to move to the next step? A lot of this is intertwined, but I promise you, if you spend that time believing in yourself and building your confidence and certainty, I promise you will find the rest of this really simple. Because step number two is where most people trip up. Most people get stuck, and it's where most people seek my help. And that is that you need to start energetically aligning yourself, acting, living, breathing, thinking, feeling, immersing as if it is done, as if it has happened. This is the energetic alignment. This is where people struggle with. So what happens, right, is people go, step one, I'm going to ask for this in my life. I'm going to write it down 33 times. And in doing so, that's going to really just make sure I've got it. And then when I've done that, I'm going to wonder why the fuck it's not happened yet. That's usually what happens. And because most of the time, the energy that people have brought to that process, that intention setting process, has been one of doubt and uncertainty and lack of belief and not feeling worthy, not feeling good enough, scared it won't happen, scared of what people will think, scared of failure, scared of success, all that kind of stuff. That energy there, the guilt, the shame, the unworthiness, the powerlessness that goes into that, if that's the energy you're bringing, then let me just cut to the chase. You're not energetically aligned. Because when you're energetically aligned, you are living as though you already have the outcome you've decided and affirmed on in your life. So you're energetically aligned. And the great news is that you don't need to like energetically align with specific energy that is only relating to that thing that you've asked for. Let me give you the cliff notes. Get into a state of well-being, peace, love, joy, appreciation, gratitude, and you're good. That'll get you done. Be confident. Be grateful that it's in your life. Enjoy the process. Live carefree for the most part. Because let's be real, reality, there's some ebb and flow in life, and that's okay. But that's what you do to get energetically aligned. But most people get so incredibly stuck right there. They come to me and they go, I've asked for this, I've wished for this, I've prayed for this, I've had this intention for years, it's not happening, I don't know why. And the answer is because you're blocked. You're blocking your energy. You're blocking your energy, and when you block your energy, you block your actions. And that's why people really aren't seeing what they want. So you need to get energetically aligned. So does it make sense to you now when I say to you, step one, like decide with confidence, affirm, it is done. When you really are in that place where it's like, this is non-negotiable. This is happening. Come hell or high water, I will do what I need to do. I will believe in myself. I will make it happen. I will move every single day towards this outcome. Can you see when you have that energy, when you have that intention, when you think like that, feel like that, act like that, how much easier then it becomes to act as if and to energetically align yourself? You've done all the work. You've done all the hard work when you come to step two, which is you are already energetically aligned. Get yourself into alignment. And what's the alternative? I think about this all the time, when particularly with my own stuff. I'm like, the alternative is that I don't believe in myself. The alternative is that I live in misery, or I live worrying my whole life, like worry, which I did forever. So if the alternative to worry is peace, I'm choosing peace every moment of the day. And if I gravitate back towards worry, I'm going to acknowledge it. I'm going to accept it. I might feel into it for a little bit to understand what's going on, but I'm sure as fuck not hanging out there. The expletives are coming out again in this episode. I'm obviously getting passionate about this. That's why it's coming out. But that, what's the alternative? Honestly, if I say to you, go ahead, feel good. Feel good. Go and connect with feelings of joy. And you say to me, but I can't because this is happening in my life and I don't have this and my partner's not doing that and my job's shitty and I hate where I live. Well, you know what I'm going to say to you? If you want to live by your existing circumstances, if you want to look around your life and be dictated by that, then you will continue to repeat that cycle. So Albert Einstein once very famously said, that you need to, or you cannot create something different thinking in the same way. You must move to a different level of thinking. So you've got to shift your perspective around your current circumstances in order to shift your current circumstances. So if you're looking around your life and going, I've got no money, and so I'm going to worry, 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 then you are living by your existing circumstances and you will continue to perpetuate those existing circumstances. And sometimes that means putting yourself out there, doing things that aren't comfortable. Maybe that means making an investment, taking what you perceive to be a risk in inverted commas. But if you live by the fact that you don't have time, you don't have money, you don't have energy, then that will always, always, always remain your reality. That's why this step is so important, but it's why people struggle the most. Because everyone's waiting for evidence in their life to show up before they feel better, before they feel successful, before they feel happy. And you can't do it that way. Money doesn't make a happy life. A happy life makes money. Let me just tell you that. So, you know, you can't wait for the physical evidence of your manifestation to come into your reality to feel differently. It's not how it works. And Abraham Hicks talks about this all the freaking time. You have got to, and they say you've got to get into the vortex. And what that means is you've got to align yourself with that energy. And when you do that, then the vortex opens up and your physical outcomes manifest into your reality. But it doesn't work the other way around because the universe is not fucking stupid, okay? The universe, all right, is not saying to you, all right, I'm going to give you this stuff and then I hope you'll be happy, because it knows. It knows better. It knows that the stuff doesn't guarantee the happiness. But the happiness guarantees the stuff. But what it also does, it takes you that step further where you actually detach from the stuff because you're like, oh my God, I feel happy. Be nice if this stuff came along now. Be amazing. Be like icing on the cake, but it's not the cake anymore. And you're sitting there going, this stuff is going to be the cake. It's going to be the foundation of my happiness. But it's not. It's the sprinkling on the top. And the universe knows that. But it's incentivizing you. It's saying, be happy, be peaceful, be grateful, be joyful. Immerse yourself in the freaking abundance that's available to you right in this moment without waiting for it to show up in your reality. And when you do that, then I'm going to sprinkle a little bit of glitter on your life. And you're not even going to need it though. That's the whole point. That's why step two, you've got to act as if. You've got to energetically align. And you do that and the universal doors will open up for you. You want to know why what you want isn't showing up in your life, it's showing up in your life, it's because you're not energetically aligned. And I've talked about this before. The reason you're not energetically aligned is because you don't think you're worthy, you don't think you're enough, you don't believe in yourself, and you're holding some space of fear somewhere in your life. Clear that shit out and you're going to be energetically aligned. That's the basis of it. And I know this to be true because this is what I live and breathe now. This is what I've had to do the work on to shift. And as a result of that, now my physical life is showing up. The evidence that I have waited for so long for is coming, is here. I'm seeing it. It's like for so long, I just believed it was impossibly hard to make money, to keep money, all that kind of stuff. So what I did is I energetically aligned myself with the beliefs, did all the shitty, painful transformation work to believe I was worthy. I am worthy. I've always been worthy. I will always be worthy. And when I shifted that belief, then I could honestly start believing that it's easy and effortless for me to make money. And so I energetically aligned myself with those thoughts, those feelings, and as a result, took the action I needed to take. And what's happening right now, it is beyond easy for me to make money right now. Beyond easy. And it's never been that way in my life before. Not because I haven't done the things I needed to do, although that has been a component of it, but it's because I wasn't energetically aligned. Okay? So get yourself energetically aligned. That is step number two. Step number three in the process to manifest anything from a cup of coffee to $20 billion, seriously, is you must take inspired and sometimes incredibly imperfect action towards your manifestations as often as possible. Because the universal law of action clearly, clearly, clearly states that you must take physical action in order to see a physical result. Now, here's the thing. This is what I love the most, is that that action might not be what you think. And this is where the inspiration is important. What is inspiration? It is to go within, in spirit. It's to go within. This is why I guess I say to you, stop looking for answers outside of yourself. Get into the quiet. Get into the space of your mind, even just for a second. Get in spirit. And you will find the actions you need to take. And maybe they're imperfect. And maybe they won't yield the outcome immediately. But I can tell you right now, taking steps in the direction of is sure as hell better than not taking steps at all. Yes, we all fumble through. That's life. Treat it as an experiment. Don't be like, okay, here's the action I'm going to take, and if this doesn't yield the result immediately, then I'm giving up. That's just BS. Come on. You are better than that shit. You really are. Take action. Give it some time. Let it be. Enjoy the actions you take. Learn from it. Test it. Maybe it won't yield the response. Then go within again. What else do I need to do? What more can I do? What should I shift? What can I tweak? What can I do differently? All of that stuff. All of that stuff. Go within. And let the action be imperfect. Seriously, how many times do I have to tell you this podcast is totally imperfect? How many times has my phone rang in the middle of a podcast? I've got disconnected from the internet and haven't been able to speak to a guest. I don't edit it. I just put it out to the universe and say, this is it. This is what I have to offer. It's totally imperfect, but I can tell you right now, if I had sat around, which I did for 12 months, I sat on a podcast, and if I had continued to sit around and wait until it was perfect, the audio was perfect, the intro was perfect, the offer was perfect, my voice was perfect, the technology I had was perfect, I'd still be sitting here right now, with no podcast. And this podcast has changed my life and changed my business. It's all because I knew I was caught. It wasn't just, oh, I'm going to do this. When you go inside and you inside yourself and you find that inspiration, it's a calling. And maybe you don't know what that feels like. Get into action and you'll start to play around and feel it. You've got to do something and you've got to take it and be okay with it and understand it's all part of your journey. This is life. Don't shelter yourself from the full experience of life. Dip your toe in the water, then dip your foot, then go to your knee, then go to your hips, then throw yourself in head first. You build to that place. But that's step number three, is that you must take inspired and imperfect action. And I read a book, Richard Dodd's book about getting in the manifestation zone. And one of the things that he talks about as well, by the way, I just want you to understand, is that in order to show the universe that you're deadly serious about this, sometimes you have to take action and sometimes you have to do things that might seem so ridiculous to you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be in the realm of possibility. It's just something that could maybe potentially work out. All right. So often I've tried to manifest something and like particularly money, right? I thought I'm going to play around. Let's manifest some money. And so what I'll do is I'll go and buy myself a lotto ticket. I don't know that I believe that I'm going to win that money, any money on the lotto ticket, but it's taking some sort of action to show the universe I'm serious about this coming into my reality. All right. And it just made me realize right in this second, I set myself a goal, an outcome last week to manifest $2,000. And it was supposed to be before my birthday or on my birthday. And I just realized just yesterday I manifested that exact amount. It's just come to me right then. And it was supposed to be from an unexpected source, and it came from an unexpected source too. Just remembered that. So seriously, and I actually bought a couple of scratchies on the weekend. Something said to me, just take action. Like, just take action. Doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't need to be that this is going to be it, but just take some sort of action. And I did. I won $25 on the scratchies. It was really cool. That was a bit of fun. But I didn't win the $2,000. But lo and behold, a couple of days later, $2,000 shows up for me. So take inspired and imperfect action. Play around with it. Have fun. That's where it's important to get playful and joyful and excited about it. Just don't take the action part so seriously. We're all scared of rejection. That's what, at the end of the day, people's most common fear is rejection and abandonment and judgment. They're your most common fears that people hold. And that's what keeps people in action. So understand that, accept that, move through it. Because you have to take action. That's step number three. Step number four in this process is to get into receiving mode. Get into receiving mode. So that means detach. Basically, get in receiving mode is go and live your life. Go and live your life as if it's already happened. Act as if, think as if, feel as if. Detach. And when you start to act as if you already have it, that's actually the key to detaching. People go, oh my God, how do I detach from this? Well, act like you've already got it in your life. Act like you've already got it. Live the joy, the peace, the abundance, the freedom, the well-being that you would be living if that was in your life. That's how you detach from it. Because the moment you really go in and feel into that is the moment that you go, oh my God, I feel great. And when you feel great, you no longer have a need for that thing to come into your life to feel better. Can you see where I'm going with the detachment side of things? Detachment is so integral. So get into receiving mode. Declutter. Create space in your life. Create space in your mind. Create space in your physical environment. Get ready for it to come into your life. Believe. Work on your belief muscle. Strengthen it every moment of the day. Be joyful, express gratitude, look around you and look around and open your eyes to everything you already have. You know, teach yourself, grow, transform, move away from all those limiting beliefs and those blocks that are keeping you stuck in your life. You want to know how to get into receiving mode? Transform yourself, and that's how you transform your life. And that is how you manifest anything. Absolutely anything. Now, obviously, there are individual beliefs and thoughts and actions that you can take. So there's the difference there. When we get down to the specifics of some things, but, you know, trust yourself. You know how to manifest the job of your dreams. You honestly do. You're just stuck in a place of fear. Or maybe low self-worth and not believing you're good enough or not believing in yourself. You want to know how to manifest your dream holiday? Go within. Make it your reality. That's it. Just you've got to decide on it, that it's just done. And the rest will figure itself out. Don't get lost in the how. Like, I know I've shared with you how to do that, but people go, oh my God, how, what actions am I going to take? How is it going to happen? Don't get lost in that. That's up to the universe. I've just given you the four steps that you should focus on. You focus on those, let the universe focus on its job. Don't try and take over from the universe and try and control things. Because a lot of people come into manifesting or want to learn about manifesting because they want to control. It's all about the control. First of all, control is a freaking illusion. It does not exist. You can't control anything. You can't even control your thoughts. Newsflash, you can choose what thoughts you give attention to. You can choose to change your beliefs. You can choose to tell yourself different stories, and that in turn affects the thoughts that you think, the feelings you have, and the actions you take. But you can't control it. We're all trying to control everything, which is totally operating from a place of fear. Fear, fear, fear. Control and fear are like best friends. So if you're hanging out over on this podcast and you're like, you're thinking, really, I want to control my life. I want to control this outcome. Work on releasing that first. Surrender. Surrender to the possibility that, first of all, there could be more out there for you too, and that you're potentially limiting yourself with what you want. But just surrender and go through the motions of those steps. Decide. Don't control. Decide, affirm, be confident. There's a difference between control and decide. And then get into alignment. Take action from that place once you're in alignment. And be kind to yourself. Maybe that action you take won't yield the response or the result you want. That's okay. The universe is never testing you. It's just reflecting you. So take a good look. What's being reflected back to me? Oh, there's a lesson for me. Maybe I should go and explore that a little bit. That will help me get into alignment. Trust me, the journey has to be just as sweet, if not sweeter, than what the outcome will feel like when you live it. It really does. Otherwise, you're going to be on a continual quest where nothing will ever be enough. You've got to make the journey of manifesting, which is, by the way, the journey of life, the sweetest part of them all. Enjoy this experience. Enjoy learning how to use your internal superpower to create whatever you want. Relax into it. Enjoy it. Find joy in it. Be grateful for the gift that you have. And watch everything open up for you as a result of that. So you want to know how to manifest? That's it for you. That's the clincher. That's how you manifest. That's how you manifest whatever you want. And it can be simple, it can be fun, and it can be easy. The only person that makes it complex, challenging, is you. And that's great news because you can change that at any given time. As always, if you've got any questions on this podcast episode, I would love to hear from you. I'd love to you to share with me what you thought about this podcast, what you learnt, and if you've got any more questions, if you're still like, oh, but Gemma, I don't know how to manifest this, send it through to me. Let me help you with it. Let me, you know, give you a couple of specifics, a couple of examples that you can use. Because if you want to manifest it, it can be yours. Whatever it is, you want to manifest a car, decide on that car. Pop it on your vision board so that you can imprint your mind with that car every day. By the way, I have a car on my vision board. I've got personalized number plates. I wrote my personalized number plates on a piece of paper, cut it out, and stuck it on that car. That's how certain I am that car will be mine one day. And then what I do is I just, every time I get my car, I just feel like I'm driving the car that I want. And I love the car. I love the car I've got as well. So I'm also grateful for what I've got. And in terms of taking inspired action, well, when I'm ready, I will take inspired action. Maybe I might even enter a competition for a car to win a car. Well, when it comes time, I'll go start test driving cars that are similar to that car or that car. But they're the things I'll do. But don't get so caught up in all of that. Follow those simple steps. And I share that with you because this applies to everything. When you go through those steps, you know, decide on it, just energetically align with that peace, the joy, the love, the well-being, the gratitude, the appreciation, all that kind of stuff. It doesn't matter what you're trying to manifest. When you energetically align with that stuff, you're open to everything. And then the specifics just come down to what actions do you need to take. And go within for inspired, in-spirit action. And then get yourself ready for it to come in. Be open, detach, all of that sort of stuff. Okay. That is it from me for another episode of the Manifesting Mum podcast. As always, love you to screenshot this one. Drop into Instagram stories and tag me in this one and let me know what you loved about this podcast episode, or hop on over to iTunes, drop a rating, or even better, a review would be amazing, because the more people that rate and review this podcast, the more this podcast is seen and the more opportunity I get to help people, which is a blessing unto itself. So from me to you, have the most beautiful day wherever you are, and I can't wait to connect with you on the very next episode.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Manifesting Mum podcast. If you found this episode helpful, I'd love you to subscribe, rate, and review over on iTunes. See you at the next episode.